So please welcome Charlie Anderson.
So I got chosen after a story about Star Wars and like a musical performance. But I'm going to tell you a story about music in my life that maybe all of you can resonate with, in that when I was young, like a lot of people I know, my mother said, "Why don't you learn to play an instrument?" You know, it's like it's what kids do. So I knew The Cure, and I knew Pink Floyd, and I knew John Coltrane. So I said, "Well, I should play the saxophone because all three of those have some good sax in them." So I told my mom, I said, "I don't play the saxophone." And like as a young guy, like when I was growing up, saxophone was like not cool to play. Everybody had guitars or basses or keyboards or something. Saxophone was not cool. So I didn't know this. I learned my lesson when my mother said, "Okay, well, we got this sax teacher. Why don't you gotta go down there, and my friend has a sax you can borrow and learn how to play." So I said, "Okay, that sounds good." So I borrowed this alto sax. We went down to this sax teacher's house, and it all started to sink in when I showed up, and it was like a 10-piece sax ensemble, and like everybody was a nerd. Like in the same way your dad was, like they were all nerds, and I walked in, I got my sax, I'm thinking like, I'm going to play like, you know, The Great Gig in the Sky or something. And then like, I go in there and it's like nerd territory, and I go, "Oh no, all right, well, that's cool, you know, I can hang with nerds." So we start playing, and you know, we're doing this little thing, and I'm practicing at home, and it was the first time in my life when I really understood like pressure. And like the pressure of performance. So the sax ensemble, we started at the beginning of a semester or something like that. And at the end, we had this concert that we would play as a group to a bunch of folks at this auditorium hall. And I was pretty scared. So what happened was I get in, I had the alto sax, and I was playing the alto. And the sax instructor, who was like the drill instructor from Platoon, like, He was like so strict. I used to sweat bullets getting in there to lessons. Anyway, he said, "Charlie, I want you to switch from alto to tenor because the final piece we're going to play at this, you know, concert thing is the Star Wars Cantina song. And in it, at the end, there's this like really long tenor sax solo. And for a beginner, saxophone is really difficult because it has all these really fast notes. It's like, you know, it just goes crazy." So I go, sure, I'll do that. So I got the tenor saxophone, it's bigger and it's deeper, and I'm the only tenor. There's like 15 altos, you know, and one tenor and one bass guy. So over the course of the semester, I start realizing how hard this is, because I would sit down with my sax teacher, you know, once a week. I mean, it was like torture. I thought, why in the world did I choose to play the saxophone? And I would sit down with the teacher, and I would just start playing. And he would just stare at you like stone-faced. And he would sit next to you, and he'd go, And I'd be like, you know, just playing, kind of looking at him, looking at the music. And he'd just go, "No, Charlie, that's wrong. I want you to start right over again." And I'd start over, and then I'd play all the way through, and he'd go, "Nope, you missed another one. Why don't you start over again?" And it was just like, it drove me crazy. And so I was like, I'm with a bunch of nerds. I have to play this solo. I'm scared to death. I can't play the saxophone this well. So the semester thing kind of went on like this. And every time we were in our, you know, group practicing this Cantina song, it kind of went like this. The tenor part is just like nothing all the way through, like a little accent here and there. And then there's this large solo, and everybody else kind of just shuts up, and the tenor just goes, and it went like this every time. It was like the whole music would go, like, and it was all cool sounding, and then the tenor solo would happen, everybody would get quiet, and I would just be like, it just wouldn't work. I was just so nervous, didn't work, and I didn't know what was going to happen. So we get to our concert, where I faced the music. I was definitely the worst player out of the group, and we get in there to this concert, our final thing, we're presenting, and it's more than just parents. I don't recall who was there, but it was more than parents. And so we sit down, we're on this big elevated stage, and we start going. And we played some little things, and then came the Star Wars Cantina song, and I am like, you know, like the pads of my saxophone are just dripping with sweat, and I'm just so nervous I'm going to fail this. And I look in the back, and I see the sax teacher, and he's like, mm-hmm, mm-hmm, you know? So we start playing, and it's da-da-da-da-da-da-da, you know, and I'm just like, all right, man, I can do this, I can do this. And then that da-da-da-da-da, everything just stopped. It fell apart. Like, the whole song completely disintegrated on stage. And I looked around, all the people that should be, da-da-da-da-da-da-da, they're like just kind of like looking at the ground. And like maybe one guy is like, you know? And so we're just reading the music, and they're just still counting us. And it gets to my sax solo, and I'm just like, I'm going for it. And I played the whole sax solo, like, successfully. And I was the only person playing. And I just, like, would do the accents. And I mean, I kept the whole song going through the Star Wars Cantina song. And I was the only guy. And I expected to fail. And so I faced the music right there.